Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CARLGREER.com. Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, the Adult Child. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose higher ego flexibility energy is leading them towards living in the role of the adult child as they go about living their daily lives. A person who requires the guidance of others on a frequent basis. A person who has difficulty trusting in their ability to think for themselves, even though they are quite able to do so. A person who often looks upon their husband or wife or partner more like a mother or father figure. These are people who can be 26 or 36 or 56, going on 16. There is a very immature quality, and they never seem to grow up. People experience them as being quite immature and younger than their actual age. And they are much more comfortable being with younger people than those of their own age. The source of this difficulty is likely to have been raised by a very dominant and overly protective parent or adult who spent a lot of time teaching the adult child not to think for themselves. And they continue to do so even as the child was becoming an adolescent and eventually a young adult. The underlying message being sent is that you continue to need to be taken care of, and I'm here to keep doing that for you. There are plenty of people who live in the adult child role because there is no shortage of the supply of the higher ego flexibility energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role, and the domineering, overly protective parenting that also contributes to this. Today, I'm going to take you into the adult child's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role, all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the adult child's higher ego flexibility energy and their mind. the place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and values are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality and unending childhood. It's their higher ego flexibility energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the adult child forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Now, ego doesn't form the thoughts the adult child is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself or the energy that it is or the person whose mind it is infiltrating. The person living in the role of the adult child forms the thoughts while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the adult child's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own, but they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life, and only present when truly needed, if our survival is being threatened. And that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the adult child need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? We want to believe that it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mind? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they often don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about, helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize that you were living in, just as the adult child is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or an adult child or a perfectionist or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on roles people live, and in my book, The Two Voices Within. Another way of putting it, the narcissist often doesn't know they're being a narcissist. The adult child often doesn't know they're being an adult child. And the perfectionist often doesn't know they're being a perfectionist, because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find that answer out so they can be truly speaking with their voice in their life, and not egos. Or they'll just spend their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the adult child needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the adult child is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the adult child has a spiritual core that we all have due to having the love, life, and energy God is within them, they are not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, higher ego flexibility energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds as they think for themselves. Sadly, spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the adult child is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. And sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Many adult children never get better. They die never having really lived. They spend all their time surviving within their childish thoughts, beliefs, values, and attitudes. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the adult child by first giving you a brief description of the role of the adult child, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can be on the same page as to the kind of role and person I'm talking about. The adult child is an adult, but requires the guidance of others on a frequent basis. They have gotten comfortable leaning on the thinking of others rather than their own. So they make use of a lot of the other ideas or thoughts or beliefs that others have rather than working on and making use of their own. And it's sort of like a habit in which they are conditioned to let others do their thinking for them. They have learned not to trust their own thinking, and they don't. To be able to, in a way, solve their own problems when necessary. As I said earlier, overly protective and domineering parents send a very powerful message on a regular basis over several years, and that message is, let me think for you, don't think for yourself. And that gets downloaded and ingrained in the mind of the adult child and gets played out in how they go about living their life in the ways the adult child does. They have been told by a parent or parents, again, often dominant and overly protective, not to think for themselves. And they don't. They have often been criticized for doing so, particularly if they made mistakes when doing so. So the adult child, if they have tried to step out of the role by thinking for themselves, and for some reason it hasn't worked out, they can be criticized and maybe crushed by the dominant person in their life, whether it's a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister or some other adult figure. And then it may continue onward as they form new adult relationships in which they play the adult child role. The adult child feels lost without this direction and seeks it out rather than standing upon their own thinking. So this pattern, this habit of looking for someone else to direct them becomes well established for telling them what they should be thinking or not thinking. The adult child is looking for someone to hold their hand in a way as they go through life. And they often look for guidance that they don't need. So this can be a person who's quite capable. They just don't know they're capable or as capable as they could be. And they are often failing to give themselves credit for being capable. Again, this is that what happens with the ego energy. You're looking at life through this ego energy prism that's comprised of a lot of higher ego flexibility energy, and as a result, when one looks at oneself, they come to the conclusion that they're lacking in their ability to think for themselves. Again, even though they may be much more capable in reality, but their reality is that I'm not capable of thinking for myself, something they've learned quite well. And they often have trouble seeing this, again, because their ego energy is blocking their view of it, that prism or that filter they have of themselves and being able to take responsibility for their own thinking and their own beliefs rather than allowing others to fashion and form them for them. the adult child trusts others more than themselves to know the right things to think or to feel or to do. The adult child lacks trust and belief in themselves, and they've learned that quite well. The message, don't trust yourself, don't believe in yourself, which is something that over a period of years gets downloaded by the domineering or overly protective child, adult that is, or parent, that leads to that kind of frame of reference for the adult child. They have learned to believe more in others than to believe in themselves. They've also learned not to question the adults in their life. So questioning whoever these quote adult figures are is not permitted. And in a way, this often leads them to miss the weaknesses of these adults. As children, we didn't recognize the weaknesses of our parents, but as we got older, we came to see them as we got older. But in a way, the adult child never does. Within an intimate relationship, the adult child's partner is likely to become a father or mother figure for them. And they are often replacing those who served this person when the adult child was a younger person. So the adult child is often looking for a partner who in their adult years will serve as a mother or father figure to them, more so than as a husband or wife if they happen to get married or as a partner. And this opens the door to being in relationships with people who are all too willing to do this. So the adult child often informs relationships with people who have issues in their ego energy, but enjoy the opportunity to be in this position. And those are people who maybe have higher ego power or lower ego flexibility or higher ego vulnerability that are often attracted to people who are the adult child. And the adult child is attracted to them for reasons. They're attracted, that is, these people with higher ego power, lower ego flexibility, or higher vulnerability to the immaturity. People often experience the adult child as quite immature and much younger than their actual age. As people get to know them and see examples of their lack of trust in and belief in themselves, they begin to see their childish and emotional immaturity. They see them asking for help and guidance in situations that are inappropriate, often asking others to tell them what to do or say rather than trying to figure it out for themselves. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity with people who are living in the role of the adult child, and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further in today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the adult child needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the adult child. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in higher ego flexibility energy the adult child is using to survive in their life and are serving as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says, "Your mind must be kept open so all may enter. It is the soil upon which others can build your truth. Their truth will always keep you safe and protected, as you have known since you were a child. You must embrace the warmth of their truth. They would not lead you astray, and you must not question them." Here, the adult child is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy, to be open-minded to what others are telling you, particularly those who are closest to you and whom you respect. That what you have come to know as truth is in what others think or believe, upon which you must build your own thoughts and beliefs, and not to do that with your own. That their truth is the means by which you are able to feel safe, to feel protected, and that you can survive. To experience their truth as warmth, as it's intended to safely guide you and keep you protected. That if you were to let go of their truth, it would risk the loss of this warmth and protection. The questioning the thoughts and the beliefs of others would lead to the loss of this warmth and protection. So this is something that the adult child is very much into, receiving the guidance, the protection, the warmth that they associate with listening to who they feel must guide them and lead their life for them, upon whom they can build their truth rather than making the effort to get to know their own. Ego's voice says, "Their truth will show you the right thoughts, words, and deeds to use. Find yourself in the truth of others, as this is where it resides. Their truth is your oxygen, ensuring your safety and survival. The truth can never be of your own making. It does not reside within you. Thus, others must fashion the truth you will come to know, just as when you were young." Here the adult child is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego flexibility energy to lean heavily on the guidance of others to lead you in the right direction that you must follow, that you are to find yourself and become yourself through them and their beliefs. And not to spend time looking for truth in yourself. And not to deceive yourself into thinking you can find and fashion the truth by standing on your own thoughts and beliefs. When I was thinking about this particular comment, I was thinking about my younger days when I was in my late teens, and I began to question some of the things that I was taught as a Catholic when I was growing up. Things like engaging in premarital sex, being sinful, or needing to confess my sins to a priest in order to receive absolution. And I began to very seriously question those teachings, those ideas. And I came to the conclusion that I didn't believe them. If one was involved in a serious and committed relationship, that sexuality could be a part of that relationship, or that I could communicate directly with God about my thoughts and feelings about my transgressions. And I recall the feelings of trepidation that filled me at times when I was going against the teaching, and in some respects, a sense of courage that often is necessary, a feeling of courage or whatever, that deals with being able to challenge something that you've been told to believe. And that's partly what happens, and it's necessary, I think, with higher ego flexibility, is moving beyond it, beside making use of what I call ego medicine. There's a courage involved in going against or challenging or, quote, violating what others have told you you should be believing. Ego's voice says, "Do not seek to lead others with your own thoughts, as this would only endanger them and threaten their survival. You are not to be the maker of the path, only the follower. You must not seek to grow by following your own ideas. Your growth can only come from the truth that you know and learn from others. Let them grow you from without so that you can grow from within." Here the adult child is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy that they aren't meant to lead others, let alone lead themselves. So the thinking that I should be able to maybe guide or help or support others with my own thoughts and beliefs is something that the ego voice is saying can't happen. That sharing one's thoughts and beliefs and seeking to influence others in healthy ways isn't something that they should be doing or that they're meant to do. And again, I'm thinking about some of the ego stupidity connected to this, in the sense that we can be of service to others in our way of sharing our thoughts if we are coming from a place of being love, life, and energy toward our fellow persons, that's a good thing. But the message you're getting from ego's voice for the adult child is no, that's not something that you should or can do. That teaching others would be a dangerous thing to do because they don't have, meaning the adult child, the right ideas, beliefs, or thinking. Again, in the person who's living in the adult child role doesn't necessarily know that this is their thinking that the ego voice is putting into their mind and filling their mind with, but it's there. And it's about coming to know and understand the energy as well as the kinds of thoughts, often non-reality based, that are being formed as a result of the mixture of one's egoic energy, the higher ego flexibility energy, and the workings of one's own mind, in this case, the adult child. And that the adult child is not to assume responsibility for their own growth of their mind. That this is not your job. You shouldn't be doing this. Somebody else is supposed to do this. And again, I'm thinking of the abnormal normal that comes from looking upon one's own mind and failing to make use of it independently to do the various tasks that are important to growing what I call the quality of our mind by guiding it toward truth, not just resting upon somebody else's version of truth, but being able to do that for ourselves. Ego's voice says, let them guide you so that you will not become lost. Their thoughts are the way of truth and the path you must follow. Wander off this path and you risk danger, threatening your ability to survive. You must allow others to correct untruths within your mind. Find yourself in the truths that others are helping you to know. They are your teachers, and you can only be the student. Here, the adult child is teaching themselves with the aid of their higher ego flexibility energy that they can only get lost in their life by listening to and trusting themselves. And that's a pretty powerful negative message about not believing in yourself, not listening to yourself, not trusting yourself. And that's an experience that's very familiar to the adult child that has led them to lean upon others. That the adult child must listen well to others to keep safe and protected. And this is what the ego energy is about, trying to promote survival, safety, protection. In this case, for the adult child, that being assured, supposedly, by listening well to others. Particularly in relationships that are very close, such as one with a spouse or a partner. To let others take ownership of their mind and make the changes they think are necessary. So the adult child is supposed to be willing and think that they should surrender their thoughts and their beliefs and their mind into the care, supposedly, of others. In this case, the person who may be serving in the parent figure, it could be, again, a husband or a wife, that they allow to assume this responsibility replacement of perhaps their biological parents or whoever was working and serving as a parental figure. And don't resist or question the efforts of others to change your mind or grow your mind with the truth the adult child must come to know. So the adult child isn't supposed to resist or to question, but just to accept, in a way, blindly what they have been told they should be thinking or believing. Ego's voice says, allow others to teach you to disrespect and disown your thoughts. They seek to help you by putting you at a distance from your own untrue thoughts. This distance will keep you safe, protected, and able to survive. Here the adult child is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy to view criticism from others, even when it's destructive criticism, as a good thing. To view these attacks upon their thinking by others, particularly those that they have come to know as their adult parent figure, mother figure, father figure, to view their criticism as a positive thing. To be critical of yourself as a good thing, to in a way, put your thinking down, to challenge it, to be destructive toward it. In no way is this being the love, life, and energy God is towards yourself. To look at it as preventing them from making a very bad mistake, that is, the criticism, by listening to yourself, that's what the criticism from others, destructive criticism, insulting criticism, humiliating criticism, that this is a good thing. And think about that. That's, again, the ego stupidity, the abnormal normal, to get caught up in that. If you're a healthy person, you obviously can see that for what it is. That's just not right. But for those who are living in that energy, it is right. It is part of the abnormal normal, the reality. To see that as they're trying to keep you from harming yourself by following yourself rather than others and losing safety, protection, and survival. In a way, don't grow up so you can remain safe. We've reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego flexibility energy within the mind of the adult child. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the adult child is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sathvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'm going to be looking at the voice of spirit and what it's saying to the adult child that they're unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego flexibility energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, the adult child will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says, "Your truth can be found nowhere else but within. No one else can know your earthly truth for you, and you cannot learn it from them. They can only lead you to find your earthly truth when being the love, life, and energy God is towards you. Just as you can only find your earthly truth when being the love, life, and energy God is towards yourself. Here, Spirit is saying that we are designed to create the foundation of our truth from within ourselves. The adult child has been given a mind with which to think, to reflect, to question, and critique what has been given to it with which to fashion one's truth. That it's not just about taking someone else's truth and blindly making it yourself. And this is something that people with higher ego flexi do a lot of. They just assume that whatever somebody else is telling them to think or believe or value or be prejudiced about is true, failing to take on the responsibility of using one's own mind to do those different mental tasks that we all must do to make a sense of the things that we're thinking and whether they actually resonate with who we are and what we truly believe. Spirit is saying that those who can be most helpful to the adult child are coming from a place of divine truth, meaning that they are in their efforts to be the love, life, and energy God is, in their way of being with a person. Let's say the adult child can be of most help for that person, and that those who are not will not be of help. In fact, they can, in most cases, be harmful. And that the adult child can be most helpful to themselves when they are also coming from divine truth in working with their mind. The idea of being the love, the life, and the energy God is in looking and working with yourself opens that door to forming one's own earthly and human truth from which to live their life. And this is something that I say that ego medicine can be used to work with higher ego flexibility issues that are often standing in the way of this happening. So this is the part of the effort, the process, where we must make use of the strategy of understanding our ego, coming to our ego energy, and beginning to look at the reality-based and non-reality-based thinking that we're often making use of that are part of our ego voice, and challenging it so that at some point we begin to speak in our life with our voice. Spirit's voice says, "You do not need to build your divine truth as it already exists within you. You are the love, life, and energy God is. You need only to awaken to this knowledge and your truth." Here, Spirit is saying that the divine truth of one's being, the love, life, and energy God is, cannot be built, because it was already designed into your being. Not something you have to make. It's something you were born with, only you may not realize it. Many people fail to realize that that is part of their divine inheritance. That it's more a matter of finding it and awakening to it so that you can work with it and with it in fashioning and building upon your human truth. That it's our responsibility, it's our task, and it's the task of the adult child to build upon their own truth. And again, the challenge was made much more difficult if they had parenting, people who were domineering or overly protective, who taught them a very powerful and destructive message that became part of the adult child's abnormal normal, which is you shouldn't think for yourself, you shouldn't listen to yourself. And then this is where ego medicine can be helpful to make this happen by dealing with the higher ego flexibility energy that's getting in the way of this happening. Spirit's voice says you are to be the maker of your path. There is no warmth or safety to be known by living in another's earthly truth. Any sense of protection from that is an illusion. the thoughts, words, and deeds that are right for them are not yours. That you can only find the right human thoughts, words, and deeds for you by being the love, life, and energy God is towards yourself. You have been given the gifts of life and creating life with which to seek and find your earthly and human truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the adult child is meant to fashion their own truth and life. That is what they and everyone are here to do. That warmth and safety and truly is truly known when fashioning one's own earthly truth, built upon being divine truth toward oneself. That you, meaning the adult child, are to determine your own right thoughts, words, and deeds, and not just to borrow or become theirs. Something that, as I said earlier, often happens for people in particular that are living with higher ego flexibility energy that's dominating and infiltrating their mind, their ego space, their ego mind. Now, one's thoughts and beliefs may be the same as those of others, particularly those who are trying to guide us from and coming from a place of love, life, and energy that God is. But that's only leading us toward ourselves and the ability to form and develop and understand and approach these beliefs and attitudes from our own foundation, not just leaning upon somebody else's foundation. That your life is intended to be of your own making, not another's. Your life is intended to be of your own making, not another's. Again, we can listen to and learn from people who are coming from a really healthy place involving divine truth, but ultimately we have to get back to looking within and working within and using that beautiful mind that we've all been given, particularly the adult child person living in that role, in order for this to happen. And this is where, again, ego medicine is intended to help heal the higher ego flexibility energy that's getting in the way and leading to a lot of the abnormal, normal, and ego stupidity that is a product of the ego energy at work, in this case, the higher ego flexibility energy at work in the mind of the adult child. Spirit's voice says, no one can own or disrespect your mind in the name of truth. That this can only lead you from your path when they are failing to be the love, life, and energy God is. Feeling unworthy of your earthly truth is only an illusion that reflects your suffering. You cannot be unworthy of the earthly truth that resides within you. You cannot be separated from your earthly truth by seeking it from within. That is only an illusion. You can only find your earthly truth by going within. Here, Spirit is saying that your earthly truth cannot be owned by another. So ownership means that they have the right truth for you to follow and be and live and think, rather than you're being able to come to your own understanding and beliefs by going within. And that your mind cannot be disrespected as a means to finding or knowing truth by you or others, and something that the person who is living in the adult child role often experiences. People who are very negative or criticizing them intensely for thinking for themselves, for listening to themselves. That's a good sign that you're not listening to the right person if they are willing to attack you for your thoughts and beliefs, your efforts to grow your mind by going within. These are not things that are not in keeping with divine truth that can lead away from using one's mind to fashion your earthly truth. That refusing to seek and find one's earthly truth is reflective of the suffering in failing to use our earthly mind. That suffering comes in the form of failing to make use of this beautiful tool that we've been given to think and fashion a reality for ourselves that is connected to truth. That the adult child is always worthy of finding and forming their earthly truth when seeking it within divine truth. So there is no question of our worthiness of finding and thinking our truth from within, as long as we are working with it in using divine truth, the being, the love, life, and energy God is, towards our own mind. Spirit's voice says that the gift of God within empowers you to awaken to your earthly truth. The belief that you must make yourself worthy with another person's earthly truth is just an illusion. The worthy cannot be made worthy from within or from without. Your worthiness rests in your being the love, life, and energy God is. You have also been given the gift of eternal life, so you may take as long as you need to awaken to your earthly and divine truth. The kingdom of heaven awaits your entry in the time and place of your choosing. Here, Spirit is saying that God's presence in the adult child will allow them to recognize the love, life, and energy God is, and that they are. That our worthiness and that their worthiness cannot be found by living in another person's earthly truth, becoming them, becoming their beliefs, becoming their ideas and values and attitudes and prejudices. That the adult child has always been worthy. They just didn't know it. As is the case for many people, failing to due to egoic illusions of unworthiness and inequality and separation that distance oneself from the truth of one's worthiness. That the foundation of their worthiness, the adult child, is divine truth, for which they are worthy of finding and forming their earthly human truth. And that the awakening to it is on divine time, as you have as long as you need. There is no pressure to awaken to one's truth, to one's worthiness. God understands us better than we understand ourselves in many respects, and the obstacles that one is facing, particularly that may be connected to the egoic energy that is serving as a significant obstacle for people, including those who are the adult child. We have reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not egos, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's. As you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. Please feel free to email me with comments for this or any of my shows at spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. But please do not leave any attachments, as I will be unable to open them for security reasons. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact, will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you, and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual, because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.